بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا. اللهم نور قلوبنا بعلمك واستعمل أبداننا لطاعتك ووفقنا لما تحب وترضى من قولي والعمل والفعل والنية والهدى. إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا الله يا وهاب يا فتح, يا الله يا وهاب يا فتاح, يا الله يا وهاب يا فتاح. ما بعد, yesterday we went over a long beautiful dua of a Bedouin praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he asked for his needs, and he asked for three things at the end of his long dua. All three things were regarding husn al-khatima, a good ending, make the best days of my life, last days of my life, like best actions, the last actions, the and the khayra ayami, the best day in the day in which I meet you. So then the Prophet ﷺ was so pleased with him that he gave him a gift of gold, a gold bar. And he was thinking that he was being given that gift because of a relationship that he had with Rasulullah ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said that relationship is in its place, but the reason why you're being given this gift is because of how husni thana'ika ala Allah, because of how beautifully you have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going on with that theme about the power of the praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we cover a hadith from related by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu and mentioned by Imam Abu Dawud. قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عند جويرية وكان اسمها برة فحول اسمها فخرج وهي في مصلاها ورجع وهي في مصلاها فقال لم تزالي في مصلاك هذا؟ قالت نعم. قال قد قلت بعدك أربع كلمات ثلاث مرات لو وزنت بما قلت لوزنتهن. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. الحمد لله. This is also one of the du'as that we're blessed to be reading here every morning, in the morning and evening du'as. And if you do not have that, then please pick it up on your way out. The booklet is outside there in the lobby. So this is a du'a to be read every morning. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, has been gifted jawami'ul kalim. This was been gifted the such words that are super comprehensive, small words or less words, but a lot of meaning. And this is one of the mu'ajizat and the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "U'titu jawami'ul kalim." I have been given the gift of having jawami'ul kalim. Jawami', plural of jami'. Kalim, plural of kalima. Such words that are super comprehensive. As they say, you know, you put an ocean into a cup. So, meaning an ocean of knowledge into few words. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is why the dua and the dhikr that he teaches is so deep and it's so comprehensive. Our making dua for 1 hour and one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu, you know, it'll definitely be more weightier because of the comprehensive nature of all the things he's asking. Now, for us, when we read the translation, our mind is not going towards that. But those words are so deep that they include 10 things. Like, for example, afia, right? We could have definitely should have a session on just that dua. But afia is just one word, right? Some people have a name, afia, as well. It's one word. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's asked to make dua, he says, make dua for afia. Afiyah. Well, it's well-being. Okay, so what? But well-being is so comprehensive in nature. Afiyah fi dini wa dunya wa akhirah. In my deen, in my dunya, in my akhirah, ya Allah, I'm asking you for well-being. Well-being in that every single possible goodness connected to that, I want it. And every single evil that possibly exists in that, I'm asking protection from it. That's all part of afiyah. Right? You just simply have a problemless life. Problemless. You don't have difficulties. And if there are any difficulties, they're actually there for a good reason. Sometimes a person has a, you know, imagine you, Allah forbid, you're having a sound from the car, and you get out of the car to see what it is. And that actually becomes a blessing, because it avoided, say the car gets hit from, and you barely missed it. If you're sitting in the car, you would have gotten hit. So difficulty, oh, the sound is coming out of the car, oh, I have to get out of the car in the cold. But in reality, it became a blessing. So that's also afia, that sometimes you go through difficulty, but the purpose of that difficulty is to save you from a much larger difficulty. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, is showing us the virtue of a type of dhikr. Ummul Mu'mineen Juwayriya bint al-Harith radiallahu anha, she says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja min indiha bukratan. He left her home early in the morning after performing Fajr. Wa kanat fi masjidiha. This hadith says she was sitting in her masjid. Her masjid was the place of her salah in her home. So she stayed in the same place that she prayed Fajr. She sat there, worshipping Allah, remembering Allah. The Prophet ﷺ came after Ishraq time, Ba'da an Adha, after Ishraq time, yani a couple, like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, actually more than that, right? Duha, it's not just Ishraq, what we call a little bit later. So basically, Duha would be the time halfway between Fajr and Zuhr. So he found her sitting exactly in the same spot, and she was continuously still doing tasbih and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ asked her, did you continue to stay here after I left you? She said, yes. The Prophet ﷺ then said to her, that I said something after I left the home. I said four letters, four words, four sentences, three times. I said four sentences three times. And in the scale, they are far more weighty than every single thing that you have said in the past hours. She's sitting from Fajr all the way till, say, 10 o'clock, halfway, in the same spot. What are those? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. By saying this, he said, I've gotten more ajr and more reward than what you have basically done dhikr for the past 3 hours, 4 hours, depending on what Fajr is. Now let's hear, look at it. Subhanallah. This is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and freeing him from any and all deficiencies. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all faults, all deficiencies. And then, وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Now we're going to praise Allah. All praises belong to Allah. How much? How much should we praise Allah? عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ. Equivalent to the number of creations of Allah. So every single one-celled organism that exists inside the flowing lava of a volcano, two dinosaurs, everything's included here. How many trillions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations exist? Existed in the past, exist today, and will exist in the future. All included. عَدَدَ خَلْقِ. O Allah, all praise belongs to you, equivalent to the number of creations that you have. Number two, وَرِضَى نَفْسِي. O Allah, all praise belongs to you, equivalent to the amount of praise that would bring your happiness. رِضَى نَفْسِي. As long as, whatever it takes to make you happy and pleased, equivalent to that. Number three, وَزِنَّةَ عَرْشِي. O Allah, equivalent to, I praise you, equivalent to the weight of your throne. Who's going to know that? The weight of Allah's throne. The hadith mentions, this first heaven that we see seems endless, so huge.
But when compared to the second heaven, the Prophet ﷺ said, it's like kal-khatimi fi falatin. Like a ring thrown in a big soccer field, football field, huge field, open field. One ring, how hard, almost next to impossible to find it there. That's a comparison between the first heaven and the second heaven. And between the second heaven to the third heaven, he said same thing, khatam fi falat. A ring in a massive, never-ending football, soccer field, open field. Second to third, third to fourth, fourth to fifth, fifth to sixth, sixth to seventh. I just said it like that. But the reality of what I just said, no one understands. Where are we going with this? That all of this, each one, the comparison to the one above it is like a ring to an open field. A ring to an open field, to a ring to an open field. Till you get to the seventh heaven. Then above the second heaven, seventh heaven, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kursi. And above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kursi is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. So which makhluk of Allah, which even Jibreel alayhi salam probably, you know, cannot comprehend this. What is this? How massive is this arsh? That is why it's mentioned in the hadith of Mi'raj, that when it came to going from one heaven to the other, even Jibreel Amin, who is just the greatest, most largest angel of Allah, most powerful angel of Allah, there was a spot where he came and he said, oh Rasul Sam, I can't go above this. If I were to go above this, I'll get burnt. And that even the biggest of the greatest and most powerful of angels, when we come and come into the presence of Allah, we're like a little teeny tiny bird. So what must be the weight and the mightiness of this throne? No one can knows besides Allah. So I say, عَدَدَ خَلْقِي وَرِضَى نَفْسِي وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِي. Oh Allah, I'm praising you equivalent to the weight of your throne. I can sit from here till Isha, till Tahajjud. Praise Allah. How can we be equivalent? How can we praise Allah and thank Allah equivalent to the weight of His throne? You see how comprehensive this is? You can't beat this. Then, وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ. And oh Allah, that ink that is used to write your words, to write your speech, to write your words of praise, equivalent to the amount of ink required to that, I'm praising you. Midad is something which you use to write something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا. If the oceans, say if the oceans were to turn into ink, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ, the oceans will come to an end. All oceans and all, every single last drop of water in the oceans will come to an end. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, before the words of the praises of my Lord can come to end. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا, even if we were to bring extra reinforcements, replenish the oceans with another set. Similarly, you can find in this is from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Luqman, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ, if all the trees on the earth were made into pens, وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبَعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, and all the oceans, the seven oceans were turned into سَبَعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, seven oceans were to be turned into ink, and the trees, each and every single one of them made into pens, wooden pens, wooden ink pens, and all the oceans turned into ink, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلْمَاتُ رَبِّي. No. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَّةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never finish. So the pens will dry out, the wood will become worn out, and the oceans with their replenishment will also all dry up. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praises will never end. So now midad is that ink used to write those endless praises that we just spoke about from these two other verses. Now you're saying, Ya Allah, I praise you equivalent to the amount of drops in that ink pot through which your praises are written. How big must that ink pot must be? Right? How many thousands of oceans put together cannot equal that ink pot? He said, I read this three times. What do you learn from here? That this is a gift that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to the ummah. He knows we've got work, he knows we got school, we have children and spouse and kids and all sorts of other things, and so we are short on time. So he gives us these quick life hacks that if you do this, you can quickly get lots of ajr with little bit of time. How sad it is for us not to be using this. I was discussing with a good friend of mine about, always talk about airline points. You know, airline points. So, you know, for those of you who don't know, but in the masjid we should learn everything. Anything to help our akhirah and help the dunya also. So I'll tell you something, a little life hack for the dunya. For those who don't know, almost everyone uses a credit card. And every time you're using these credit cards, you're collecting points for every dollar used. And those points are going in your credit card account, but you have to go access, you have to see it. And you can use that for many things. And one of the best or highest redemptions on that is for flights. So it's a weird system, but if you fly once in a while, you know how expensive flights have become now. Very expensive, especially short distances. Really expensive. 1 hour, 1.5 hour flights, you can go up to $400 or $500 easily, even if you buy 3 weeks in advance. And of course, during spring break and this, that, or winter break, it becomes even more expensive. So that's the way to go, is to use points to purchase it, because many of these points, it doesn't make a difference what time of the year or what season or how late you're buying the ticket, they have standard price. 10,000 points from A to Z. Regardless of when you buy it, how late you buy it, or what the season is. If there is availability, you can get it for basically $100. And how much money you can save, there's no end to that. Recently, I'm just telling you, one of the places I visited, the round trip ticket, I think, was $650. You know, actually, a brother from there was coming. He was a revert brother, and we wanted to help him out. And then said, okay, come visit the madrasa. It was $650 ticket, and we're able to get him through points, I think like $120. Look at the percentage. That same seat for $120 with points. So many times we look at people and say, SubhanAllah, like, honestly, why would you not use this? When you're actually sitting on it, why are you paying cash? It makes no sense. And it's frustrating when people, they have something, they don't use it. So my mind, yesterday I was thinking, imagine our hasra and our sadness and our remorse on the Day of Judgment, when we will know that all of these life hacks existed to get quickly into the high levels of Jannah. Short period of time, read the dhikr and you will beat the line. You will be able to, you know, get in front. All of the Rasulullah shared it with us. The fact that we have it, we don't use it, we're not feeling the pain right now. We're going to really feel this pain. Where? On the Day of Judgment. And that's why the Day of Judgment is called Yawmul Hasra, the Day of Remorse. Right? How quickly will a person realize that if I just performed Salatul Ishraq, I would have gotten the reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. If I prayed my Fajr in Jama'ah every day of my whole life, every single day I would have gotten the reward of what? Of worshipping Allah the entire night. If I prayed Aisha every single night with Jama'ah, I would have gotten the reward of performing half of the ibadah at night. If I prayed 2 rakats extra after my sunnah of Isha, I would have gotten the reward of making ibadah on Laylatul Qadr. Ibadah on Laylatul Qadr. If I had prayed 4 rakats before Salatul Asr, I would have gotten the reward of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua for mercy for me. Rahim Allah, may Allah have mercy on that man who prays 4 rakats before Asr. And if I were to read Subhanallah, let's read together. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. That's it. What we just read now, we read yaqeen, someone sitting for 4 hours, we got more ajr than that, just by reading this. So this is where, who's going to go find these life hacks? The one who actually believes in it. Or now we say it, our ulama share it, There's no pain. We don't feel anything of not doing it. The one who reads La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet bi yadihi al-khayr wa ala kulli shay'in qadeer 10 times. He's getting the reward of freeing 10 Arabian slaves. And he's getting the reward of so many more things that the hadith mentions. But then what's the next thing to top it all off? It says, no one will have more reward than you except someone who recited this more than you. No one will have more reward to you, more reward than you on that day except for someone who recited this more. So why should we not then do that? It requires yaqeen. That when a person is conviction that these adhkar and du'as, right, then we will try to gather all of these. You don't need to go do research, by the way. You'll find lots of books already written on this. What's that called, Mufti Taqi's book? Easy Deeds? Who remembers? What's it called? Easy Good Deeds. We have it in the bookstore here. You've heard of it? Mufti Taqi Uthmani Damat Barakatuh's book is called Easy Good Deeds. One of many books like this. Life hacks. You just read this a few times, do this one good deed, you'll get so much ajr. Fast on this specific day. People don't like this. People get allergic from this stuff. They say, yeah, come on, man. I want to be general Muslim. Yes, we are all general Muslims. We're all very weak. That's the reason we're doing this, because we're very sinful. We don't have enough actions to get ahead. So we're trying to use a, you know, cheat sheet. If we studied well, if we did stuff well, we don't have to do that. The reason we got these cheat sheets is because we don't know our material. Because we don't study. Because we are unfortunately very weak. This is the reason why we care about these small little good deeds. In the month of Ramadan, you know, investing in different things. Every single day, or whenever you have an, or, you know, every day just giving a dollar. You don't know what day is going to accept it. For the, whichever place you go pray salah, you have a donation box, I'm sure, in your, wherever masjid it is. Taking some money and putting in that box. You have different organizations that are advertising for, marketing for, or what I should say, inviting people to donate towards XYZ causes. We do not know when, where, how that sadaqah will go. Let's not allow these opportunities on every single day that are coming in front of us to be wasted away. Who will not waste it? Who will care about it? The one who has yaqeen. You can help me out. This story of Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day, he mentioned about the rewards a person will get. He said that, you know, this great reward for the person who goes visits a sick. And then there's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, there's so much great reward for the person who goes to the graveyard. And then he said, there's so much great reward for the person who fasts. Was there a fourth thing? Okay, and there's so much great reward for someone who freed a slave. See, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is just mentioning great rewards for all these things. Whoever did this, who did this this morning? Who did this morning, he asks. Freeing a slave, visiting a sick, fasting, and going to visit the graveyard. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he raised his hand, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I did all of them. I've done all of these. Right? There's a reason why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is like this. Because of the fact that every single thing counts. This requires yaqeen and conviction. If you have conviction, then you'll do it. Subhanallah, I was with one person in Madinatul Munawwara. And he heard this hadith with me, in front of me. And we were happened to be at that time, where? In Jannatul Baqiyah. So he heard this hadith and he said, oh wow, this is amazing. Okay, khalas, I'm going to start fasting today. I'm just going to fast. And then after that, you know, he said, I'm going to go find someone who's sick. And he literally walking back, we saw a guy who was sick, lying on the floor. He went to go visit him. He woke him up. He said, how can I help you? Can I give you some medicine? He was a doctor, the brother who was with me. And for the freeing for the slave, if that's what it was, I don't remember what he did for that. But the idea was, what amazed me was the fact that as soon as he heard it, he said, I got to do it. I got to do these things right now. I'm going to start fasting right now. I'm going to go visit a sick person right now. I'm going to give sadaqah right now. Subhanallah. So this, who does this? The one who has yaqeen, who has conviction. Then it becomes easy for him as soon as he hears something, sami'na wa ta'ana. We listen and we obey and we do it. And a person who does not have yaqeen, it will be hard for him to do it. He will say, bhai, iski kya zarurat hai? Seedha. So let's keep Islam simple. This is Islam being simple. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not the fact that that we're trying to make complicated. Like for example, someone, many people are asking the 7-day khatam and a 3-day khatam, but iski kya shari haysiyat hai? Right? What is the ruling of this? I said, what's the question? I don't understand the question. You think we should do it daily, every night one khatam? Okay, that's good, we can start that. Alhamdulillah, one of the brothers here, alhamdulillah, he has agreed to do one night khatam. So, okay, so you, whoever is, wants to join that, can join that. They say, no, but why are we reading so much? I said, brother, we're reading too less. The Sahaba and the Salaf, they would read, Uthman radiallahu anhu would read one khatam every single, every night, one in the first rakat of witr. One rakat of witr, he would read the entire Quran, not in Ramadan, generally speaking. One rakat. So the Quran we're reading is too less. What's the issue? I don't understand. Yes, reading in Taraweeh and your feet are hurting, you're trying to come up, you're getting upset about that, then no, go to the 29-day one. The reason why these 7-day and 3-day and 5 days are good, for two tips. One, is good for people who want to do multiple khatams in Taraweeh. So they say, alhamdulillah, I have the himma, passion, desire. I want to be able to do 3 hours, 4 hours of Taraweeh every night. Every night, and thereby be able to do 3, 4, 5 khatams. Well, you're not going to be able to do that if you're only reading one juz. You have himma, you want to do more. So that addresses that problem. It's for that type of person. And then the flip side of it, that other person who has never, unfortunately, due to work schedule, or I shouldn't say work schedule, due to himma, lack of himma, has never been able to, or maybe someone doesn't try his best to find a daytime job and he's got four mouths to feed and he can't find any, works graveyard shift. You know, there are people like that too. So maybe because of him, he's never able to listen to the entire Quran in Taraweeh. By doing a 7-day or a 3-day or a 5-day, what happens? It gives those people opportunities to at least once in their lifetime, if not more, to be able to listen to the entire Quran, alhamdulillah, in Taraweeh, which is what we need to be doing, which is desirous. So recently, some few professionals told me that we're going to join the 7-day Taraweeh. I said, why are you doing that? Why don't you join the main Taraweeh? It's long, the 7-day. Alhamdulillah, here's not too long. What time they end at? 10 o'clock. Huh? 10:30. So you start at what time? 7:30 is Isha. Right? So about 2.5 hours. 2 hours, 45 minutes. In 7 days. It's less than any of us stand at work. Right? So that khatam, that 7-day khatam, inshallah, will be on Thursday, by the way. It's going to be Thursday evening, the night of Jummah. Beautiful day. Night of Jummah, du'as are accepted. Alhamdulillah. So you can join us, inshallah, in the gymnasium around 10:30, 10:15. So these professionals said, I'm joining here because I've never attended. I'm 45 years old. I never heard the entire Quran in Taraweeh in my life. Never. Always after, I leave after 8 rakats, 6 rakats, or I get tired, I get sick. Now I'm recruiting some friends and I'm going to be my first time listening to the entire Quran in Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah. I was like, okay, now I see the point of this. So these are things that are very beneficial. My point is, we need to figure out how can we get more and more a'mal done in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. Ask Allah to grant us tawfiq and ask Allah to grant us yaqeen on a'mal. Instead of just saying, ha, TK, we heard it. To say, no, I'm going to sit down and do this right now. You just told me the ajr for this, I'm going to do it right now. This requires some serious conviction. May Allah grant us that conviction. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. And we will, inshallah, do dhikr for a few minutes. And then 3 minutes, after 3 minutes, everyone can proceed downstairs. And you can join the dua from there. So, today dhikr, you know, we didn't do it for, since Ramadan started here collectively. We'll do it out loud a little bit. Tomorrow we'll switch, if Allah will. Sometimes we'll do silent dhikr, sometimes we'll do out loud dhikr. You can join me in a soft tone. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن شاء الله please proceed downstairs for iftar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام وتبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، ولك الحمد حمدا حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد حمدا إذا رضيت. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة بعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وما قرب إليه من قول أو عمل. اللهم إنا نسألك لسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا وعينا دامعا ونفسا مطمئنة بك وبلقائك. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم إنا نسألك إيمانا دائما. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا دائما. اللهم إنا نسألك لسانا شاكرا. اللهم إنا نسألك قلبا. اللهم إنا نسألك قلبا شاكرا. اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا أواهة منيبة إليك. اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا أواهة منيبة إليك. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر وما منها وما بطن. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم إنا نعوذ بك من ولد يكون علينا وبالا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ولد يكون علينا وبالا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ولد يكون علينا وبالا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة النساء ومن فتنة المال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك يا حي يا قيوم من فتنة الزنا. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم إنا نسألك التقوى والتقى، تقوى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك التقوى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام العافية ودوام العافية والشكر على العافية. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية في ديننا ودنيانا وآخرتنا. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. يا الله يا الله، we ask you to turn our hearts towards you. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us conviction in all the verses of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, grant us conviction in the power of the small deeds and the virtues that have been attached to those deeds as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us from amongst the people who have yaqeen and conviction on the promises shared with us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and shared to us by you ya Allah in the Quran and via the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us from amongst people who value these small gifts and these large gifts that have been given to us by you and your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who can praise you appropriately, who can send salutation upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
ﷺ appropriately. O Allah, make us amongst those whose hearts beat with your love and whose eyes tear up out of your love and out of fear. O Allah, we ask you to grant us that level of fear that becomes a barrier between us and your disobedience. O Allah, grant us that level of love that will motivate us to do such good deeds that will make us worthy of your mercy and then worthy of paradise. O Allah, we ask you to protect our homes and our families and our countries and our deen institutions. O Allah, from all sorts of fitna that we can see and that we cannot see, that we can conceive and that we cannot conceive of. O Allah, that is a sudden fitna and that is going to be fitna in the making. O Allah, we ask you, Allah, to protect us from the fitna of our own sins, from the fitna and the evil effects of our own sins, the evil effects of our own evilness of our nafs. O Allah, from the evil planning and plotting of shaitan, from the evil and plotting of iblis, and O Allah, from the evil plotting of dajjal, and O Allah, from the evil plotting of among the shayateen from the humans, and the shayateen from the jinn. O Allah, we ask you to protect us all and our loved ones from the fitan and the trials and the tribulations that they can end up becoming for us. We ask you, Allah, to grant unity to the entire ummah. O Allah, unite the entire ummah under the Quran and Sunnah. O Allah, we ask you to grant us on the entire ummah, wherever they're going through difficulty. O Allah, whichever part, we ask you, Ya Allah, end their suffering in this blessed month. Allow the blessings of this month to become a means of the ending of their suffering. We ask you to allow the entire ummah to turn their attention back to you, no matter who they are, where they're sitting, no matter how much they have. O Allah, allow them all to rely upon you and none besides you. Allow all of us to increase in our dhikr, in our dua, and ibadah. O Allah, whatever we have asked and whatever we should have asked, grant us all of that. We ask you to accept our fast, accept our dua. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لي